St. Mary's High School Athletic Director, girls basketball coach Jeff Newhall joining us. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
Jeff, you have had a very busy week over there with the Spartan Classic, hosting that, two different sites at times, and obviously 4 days of basketball. But and you guys won it. St. Mary's girls won it at the end in your bracket, if you will. So I guess just a quick note on the week, if you will, of basketball and even your last game in that tournament.
Yeah, it was, it's a lot of work that goes into preparing for that tournament. And then once it gets here, it kind of goes by, you know, real quick. I mean, we had 22 teams this year over 4 days. We had 22 games, and, you know, we had some buzzer beaters. We had one possession games. We had to move to Lynn Tech for two games. We had to close our gym for a game because we had reached capacity. So I just think for high school basketball, it was a tremendous 4 days. And for our team, which played in the last game of the 4 days, we beat Drake at 73-72 in a game that was just really well played at both ends. We scored with 6 seconds left. I think someone had told me there were 26 lead changes and 17 ties in that game. So really a great way to finish out a four-day basketball marathon.
Jeff, I want to touch on your team, the girls' team, in just a moment, but how about a winter update on some of the other sports at St. Mary's? I know you've had great years in boys' basketball and the hockey teams and so on. So give me a quick update as we get ready for tournament selections this weekend.
Yes, so we had, the seasons that kind of ended already, our indoor track team actually won the Catholic Central League for the first time ever, our boys. And we have some kids competing in the states and the nationals coming up. Our swim team actually won 4 meets and competed in the Catholic Central League meet. We have Isabella Murillo was in the Division I state final. So those two sports have already kind of come and gone and been very, very good for us. The team sports that we have coming up that we're waiting for the pairings on Saturday, you know, our girls basketball team will most likely be the number one overall seed in our bracket. The boys, it looks like, boys basketball will probably be number two overall. And then on the hockey side, the girls hockey team, as of right now, is the number one overall in Division I. And the boys could be anywhere from 15 to 18. We're hoping for a 15 or 16, which would get them a home game. So every team really had a great winter. And you know, this is the best time of the year for the winter season. And so now we just await our pairings, but everyone appears to be getting a very high seed in some home games.
Jeff, back to girls basketball, as you were just noting, tell me about, you guys are number one seeded right now, and tell me about Rockland and Norwell. Those are two teams, what, I think two and three seeded. What can you tell me about those teams? Because I'm sure you have a grasp on these opponents.
Yeah, so the years change, but the names stay the same. So, you know, it's a lot of the same teams in the top six or seven that we're used to seeing. We have not matched up with Noel in the tournament, but they're always right there. They were always a perennial team in the South, but now that it's gone to the All-State, you know, they've been in the top three or four every year. We just haven't matched up with them yet. Rockland we beat in the last two state championship games, so we're very familiar with them. Bishop Fenwick and us seem to play every single year, and I think they're in the 4-5 spot right now. So there's some solid teams out there. You know, there's nothing, it's similar to what it was a year ago or even 2 years ago. A lot of the same teams and same coaches and same programs kind of at the top of it. But, you know, I think that's what makes a tournament great. There's going to be a 32-team field. And, you know, as I just told the girls as I'm leaving practice, it's a 32-minute season. And there's no guarantees of another day after that.
You know, not to belabor the other teams, but in Division III, you also have from your league Archbishop Williams, Arlington Catholic, you got Stang, and then other teams up from the North Shore, North Reading, and Saugus, you already mentioned Fenwick in D3. So any thoughts on those teams at all?
We've seen a lot of the teams. Obviously, the ones in our league, we've played them all, so we're familiar with them. I did see Saugus play. They have the young girl, DiBiasio, I think the last name. She's one of the best scorers in the area. North Reading, we played a year ago in the state tournament, and I know they had their top couple players returning, and, you know, they're right in the middle of the bracket. They just beat Pentucket, who I saw all weekend and who I thought was one of the best teams I saw all year. So, you know, I like people. I know people like to look at brackets and predict what's going to happen, but I know for a fact it's going to be. It's one game at a time, and there's not going to be anything easy for us. We know we kind of have a target on our back as a two-time defending champion and as the number one seed, but you know that comes with the territory, and we got to be ready to go.
Jeff, I'll close it out with this last question for you. If you could, tell our listeners about some of the key players and milestones maybe your team did accomplish individually this year and maybe as a team as well. Give us an update on that as a kind of closing question.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, obviously, to get to 19-2, you need a lot of good things to happen. You need a lot of good performances. Our three seniors are Yersi Quiliz, our point guard. She went over 1,000 points as a junior. She's going to Northeastern. She's had another great year as our point guard. Nia Morgan going to Bentley, went over 1,000 points about 7 games ago. She's been playing just so well. I anticipate she'll be on most, if not all Scholastic teams and All-Star teams that are going to be produced in the state. And then Kellen Pereira is another senior. She's going to Monmouth, and she's sitting at 973 points as we head into the state tournament. So we could potentially have 3 1,000-point scorers on the same team, which we've never had before. And then we've had Bella Rowumi, who's now in eighth grade, is averaging just over 8 points a game. And she's our most active, really, defender and pushes the pace of the game for us each night. I mean, just the other night she had 7 or 8 points against Drake It, but she had 11 rebounds and 6 steals. So, I mean, that's the type of effort that helps us really get over the top. And then Reese Mattella is a sophomore, her first year starting, and she's really come around. She's second half of the season, she's averaging just over 13 points a game and 9 rebounds. So she's really established herself in the middle of the paint for us.
You know, Jeff, you telling us you have 3 1,000-point scorers, I can't think of a boys team or a girls team that's had that. Can you? I mean, it must have happened.
Usually I haven't heard of it. We had two in 2014. We had Jenny Muccheroni and we had Brianna Rudolph, and then Sherelle Sanders ended up at 935 or something, and I just thought that was remarkable, and we would never see anything close to that. So to your point, I don't think, I've never seen it happen before, and if it has, then it really wasn't that well publicized. I mean, what you need really is you need kids that are going to be playing quite a bit for four
yeah,
straight years,
yeah,
which these three have, which is kind of a rarity these days.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, that's it. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for the information. Best of luck to the St. Mary's teams and especially your girls' team this year as you head to the tournament, and best of luck.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right, enjoy the rest of the weekend. That's Jeff Newhall, athletic director, girls basketball coach at St. Mary's High School.